Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
You know, God promises to bring about abundance in our life. In Malachi 3, he talks about, test me in this, bring your whole tithe to the storehouse of God, that there won't be room enough to store it all, and see if I won't throw up in the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be not room enough to store it all. You know, it's an opportunity for you and I to watch God do something amazing with our little bit. Kind of reminds me of the boy with the fishes and the loaves of bread, that he gave all that he had, and God, in that little boy's hands, it would just feed him his lunch. But in Jesus' hands, it was broken. And it fed over 5,000 men, and not counting women and children, and there were multitudes of baskets left over. There was a story about a preacher that used to preach on tithing, but a friend of his asked him, he said, but do you tithe? And the man said, no, I can't afford to. He said, I have 13 children at home. He said, and that's 15 of us around a table to eat. And he said, so at the end of the month, there's no more money. The friend said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you take this challenge? You go ahead and you tithe that 10% of your monthly income, and if God doesn't provide for you, then you call me, and I promise that I'll pick up whatever is left over for you for that month. And the man agreed. He thought that sounded great. But by the end of the year, he realized he never had to call his friend. That God had provided everything that he needed for he and his household that year. And he thought to himself, man, he said, I was so willing to trust the promise of a friend when I should have been more willing to trust Jesus' promise in his word. I pray you have the victory in your giving today. God bless you.